Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, grab your work boots and let's go. I'm ready to go. My name is Scott McKenzie. Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Once again, this is the number one industrial podcast in the galaxy. No, in the universe. It's even bigger than the galaxy. So thank you very much for joining. We're going to be having another great conversation just because we can. And once again, maybe one of these days, I'm looking out on the video and I'm going to get some makeup so that I don't look like a full moon. But that's not a big deal. So we're going to be talking to, here we go. We're going to be talking again to a gentleman from Infor. His name is Ruben Stanchel.
That's right, Stinchel.
Stinchel.
I mean, Stinchel. That was the name you were supposed to mess Stinchel. Up, but you messed up my first one.
I know, I did.
The first one's easy.
Sorry about that, you podcast listeners. That's right, Ruben is the easy one. I was all tied up with knots about your last name, and I can't even pronounce the first name. So pretty much I just butchered everything about you there, Ruben.
That's a good start.
That is. It's right off to the gates, man. I'm happening, baby. Okay, Ruben. The listeners want to know, and they do, because, in fact, I'm receiving text. No, I'm not receiving text. I would like to say that I am receiving text right now. But they want to know a little bit about your background, where you come from. Just, you know, bring out the human element in you, Ruben. Stanchel.
Stinchel.
Stinchel. Got it. Stinchel, I got it.
Well, Scott, thanks for having me on your show.
Take that, Mark. I'm trying his name. You're not even trying anymore, are you? No, you don't.
I mean, I gave him the easy way out. I said, just say Stanchel. Now, but no. He insisted. So
no,
here
I
we
did.
Are.
I am. So let's go.
So with a name like that, right? Originally from Romania, right? Got off the plane about 25 years ago, right here in Atlanta. Actually, it was a summer day. Went to school over here in the United States, and then started with DataStream, really, to kind of bring it into the industrial talk realm. Been with a company, with a DataStream, for about 20 years, subsequently being acquired by Infor. And I could say that, you know, I grew up in my professional career in the asset management space. Wore a couple of hats, if you will, you know, starting from technical support services, implementation, training, all the way into sales. And currently, my role is a director within the sales organization, focusing on expanding and growing our energy business.
I have to ask the question, where did you go to school?
So the name of the school is Bryan College in Dayton, Tennessee.
Okay.
And the funny thing on that is that's where I met my wife, right? So here's a Romanian kid going to school in the United States in Tennessee, and guess who he meets?
A Russian.
How'd you know? Yes.
Yes, because we talked about it. How about them apples?
So, yeah, that's kind of a funny story, but yes, that's right.
Wow. And your degree is in what?
So I'm a double major in business admin and computer science.
Very good. Thus, the link to DataStream and 20-year career there and then into Infor. It's just a natural fit.
It really was. It really was, right? I did take a business degree as a kid that grew up in the communist times of Romania and then opening up to the West.
That is so cool.
You know, everybody was like, oh, business, marketing. You know, we didn't have any of that. So obviously that was my first choice. But as I came over here and I kind of started learning how the real world works, you say, well, you got to supplement that probably with something more defined. And computer science was a natural fit. Back home in high school, you have majors. My major was math physics.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, that's kind of the explanation on how those came together.
Now, that's cool. I mean, that is. And then you just stayed over here, and then here you are, and you're having a grand old time here being at this beautiful location in Infor here.
That's
right.
Is this your
office?
I'm actually based out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the folks that became Infor through the DataStream acquisition are still based out of the Greenville office, and we have a fairly large office over there that still houses a lot of our development and support folks.
Like it a lot. So let's get a little bit. Now, your role with Infor is what? Outside of the sales, marketing, expanding, what does that mean?
So what we're doing right now, we are continuing our momentum of growth in the energy sector. And what do we mean by that? What do we define as energy here at Infor? It's the utility space, is the oil and gas, and it's the mining.
Utility like water, power, that
water,
type of
power,
stuff.
Water, power, gas, transmission, yeah, yeah, yeah. distribution, mm-hmm. power gen. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then in the oil and gas sector, you know, we service customers in the downstream, midstream, upstream, as well as some of the oil services organizations that provide support into those industries.
For listeners out there that need to understand a little bit about the difference between midstream, downstream, upstream, what you're, you know, laying out, can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure.
Just for the listeners.
We work with our customers to optimize their processes, starting from the exploration production, right? You're finding the resources, you're extracting.
What is that defined as?
It's the downstream.
That's downstream, got it.
That's mm-hmm. right. And then you've got the midstream is the transportation, and then you wrap up with the refining and the distribution of the finite product, right? And then the oil field services organization is those folks that provide support in each one of those sub-industries, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, in terms of optimizing the operation, the majors or even some of those players in those sectors do not want to staff or build their own BUs.
So that's interesting. So that's a whole line, right? It's got up, mid, down, all of the everything. Does Inform provide a seamless solution for that?
That's right. So we do, okay? And that really is what we preach, we implement, right? And what I mean by that is build solutions optimized for the industries that we serve. Now, one natural fit with my background in asset management was that a lot of those sectors are heavy, heavy asset intensive industries. They have to, one, they invest a lot of money into procuring, building, or completing some of those major assets, and then they got to make sure that they optimize the use of the assets, right? And each one of those subsectors have their own tweaks and details that they typically pay attention to, right? And yes, we do optimize our solutions and our approach to each and every one of them.
What happens in a situation where you've got your downstream market is Acme, and then it goes into the midstream, which is a different company, and then it goes to the upstream, which is a different company. How do you create a seamless solution there?
So if those three components are controlled by a parent company, say one of the majors, right?
Right.
And you can absolutely optimize the entire chain
right.
on Infra platform.
Because you're at that corporate right. level, it's
That's
just
right.
an easier...
That's right. Now, what happens if you're dealing with three entities, each one of those servicing each one of those aspects? Now, obviously, beneficial to us if they're using our platforms. However, in the interest of optimizing the use and connectivity between different applications that those folks are using, we are building platforms that optimize the integration of our own solutions into a third party, let's say a financials or a human capital management solution or supply chain, whatever the customer has.
So you're creating sort of these APIs, these ability to be able to sort of plug and play type
deal.
That's
right.
Well, that's good. Yep. That's good. And then and then hit their tables
correct.
With the whatever data that they're
right.
they're looking mm-hmm. for. So that's new, right? Normally it would never happen.
That's right. So it's quite exciting, really, to kind of see the customer faces and folks that we talk in those industries when we actually present some of the alternatives to the status quo, if you will, and some of those things that we have done as a software developer, right, to answer the market requirements. And that's what I would tell them, right? Look, to the comment that, hey, we didn't know you have it. Well, please challenge your vendors, right? Bring your vendors
but
to the make them part of the process.
The pushback I have is sometimes I don't even know what to ask. All I'm dealing with is the pain, and I have no idea that there's even a solution out there to make me feel better and sleep at night a little bit better. You've got to educate.
That's right.
Because they don't even know.
That's right.
It's just like, okay, I got it here. I'm doing it. I'm going through
And that's
this
on
thing.
Us. Right?
Yeah.
That's very much on us in terms of getting the word out there, right? And being proactive, getting engaged with many organizations, industry events. We actually have an event coming up this fall where we bring all of our customers in one spot and we basically showcase our vision for the future, what we've done, what we see the trends in the market are, how do we answer this, how do we align with our customers. So you're absolutely right. Now, being that we are still somewhat the challenger, if you will, in some of those industries, what I ask customers, like, look, bring us to the tables. Let us have a sit in the conversation, and you might be surprised, right? Because we definitely bring a different perspective. And, you know, I'm somewhat of an anomaly. When you think about it, I've been with the same company for about 20 years, but I'm here for a reason, right? Some of the things that our leadership has brought as we continue to build our organization in terms of servicing those industries that we play in are just phenomenal. And I see that in my day-to-day interaction with our customers, right? When they share with me some of their challenges, some of the frustrations that they have today.
Yeah.
And we're actually able to actually partner with them in the real sense of partnering, right? And the examples are out there, so.
So, well, with that said, where do you, today I hear what you're saying, Ruben. You're saying, hey, we've got the ability to be able to sort of streamline that whole flow, whatever that is, that we can streamline it through solutions that would make your life easier. Don't get me wrong. And then you can extract the information that you need, the data that you want to hear or see, and be able to do some really decent tactics. What's been a big, I mean, you can't ignore the fact that the energy, the oil and gas market in general, from a macro point of view, here in the United States, well, let's just say, you know, globally, but in the United States, is just exploding.
Correct.
How are you sort of, what does the future look like there?
So, yeah, absolutely, right? So what we're seeing, the trends that we're seeing in the space is a lot of the companies are still on legacy systems, we're calling that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And typically the status quo of those systems is, hey, you get a blank sheet of paper and then you write your story on it. You either do it with internal assets, external assets. There's a bunch of consultant outfits out there that can help you basically build it for you. Now, the position that we're taking is, hey, let us be a part of the development of that solution. Let us at least configure, optimize the use of our solutions for your industry, right? And that should speed up adoption and ultimately the ROI, enhance the ROI. Now, sorry, go ahead.
No. It's an interest because you know the market itself, the oil and gas market is just this, it's going so fast. Can you even get people to stop for a moment and think about the pain that they're dealing with? Or is it just like, okay, let's keep going. And then if it slows down, we'll have a conversation or something like that.
Interesting point, right?
Yeah.
Because when the price of oil is extra high,
yeah,
the money flows. Right, the projects are going on.
Right.
They're a little more free.
Nah,
however, in the downturns is really when we see those companies reach out to us for help, and that's very interesting, right?
Mm, yeah.
So, to the question is, good do point. They stop and think? We're seeing more and more of that trend becoming prevalent, right? They are taking a look at SaaS, the cloud. How can the cloud impact their operations? A lot of those folks have actually built, without dropping names, IT organizations that rival some of the largest software developers in the world, right?
Yep.
And then
they
are at the point where they ask themselves, what business are we in, right? Do I want to have 2,000 IT professionals on staff, right?
Right.
They create custom software applications. Or do we go with somebody that can provide an off-the-shelf solution, right, with some of the features, functions that we need, right? So to that point, we are seeing a lot of that right now, right? So you combine the cloud with a design built for your industries, And I believe that there's a tremendous momentum to open up the door and engage in those conversations.
Because there's two components. If I went down the first one that you discussed about, hey, I'm going to have a bunch of coders in here, we're going to create a custom solution, it's time and money.
Exactly.
And it's going to take forever. And then there's this you know, functionality, user friendliness, all of the things that make a system successful is also compromised. So you're saying, hey, We can address that time, we can address that money, because it's still, if I can get it up and running, I can definitely save you time, money, and effort. And then the usability, of course.
That's right.
And so that's an adoption issue too. I've been in systems where it's like, no, I'm not going in there. I'll keep it on a piece of paper and I'll maybe come back and I'll upload it some way, shape, or form. You don't want that.
And think about it. Look, I mean, what's also very prevalent in the industry is the mergers, the acquisition, divestitures. Just by the nature of those activities taking place, there's a lot of systems that get assimilated into an organization or pushed outside of an organization.
Right.
How do you mitigate that? You see customers that literally have hundreds, if not thousands, of applications that they have to maintain. And I think they're reaching a point where, even by virtue of the sheer volume of work, and the impact that that has in terms of, like, is that solution still supported? What's the roadmap? It just becomes impossible to govern, if you will, internally. So you get into those situations, and I'm telling you, like, more and more people are actually reaching out for help, at least engaging in a conversation. Is there an alternative to what we call, I call the status quo? So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So where do you see it going? Where's this future? Where's this bright future taking us?
So, fascinating and exciting right now.
I'm
kind of like a techno geek.
Well, by the way, thank you very much. Here, let me make sure. He's got notes, so I want to make sure I spell my name right. It's not M's, and it's McKenzie. If you want to try to say it's McKenzie, and that's an A. There you go.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, back at you there,
right?
Ruben.
That's right.
Now I feel better, and I'm going to sleep better at night here, Ruben, knowing that I've just... go ahead.
So here's what we're seeing, right? Leveraging, making use of your data, right? How do you use the data to make decisions? And can you capitalize on real-life data capture, analyzation of this data, and then turn them into business decisions that actually impact the bottom line, right? So how do you do that, right? You need systems, you need solutions, right? And that's truly, I think, what the future is going to look like. It's going to be heavily incorporating the principles of the IoT, Internet of Things, right? Every device, every equipment that you buy nowadays has a sensor, some sort of a tag that collects data and pushes it. Where does it push it, right? The question goes, and what do you do with it, right? That's number one. Number two, mobility, right?
Yes.
If you're like me, you know, I mean, it's actually scary the amount of time that we spend on those devices. I actually get a report pushed out to me every week on the number of hours daily.
I stopped looking at that because first off, there's nothing I can do about it. And secondly, I don't want to be embarrassed. So it's all
exactly.
About me, Ruben.
So, but on that point, right, it's another concept, right, that that we've actually coined about 6 or 7 years ago, I want to say, work the way you live, right? So it's a fact. We are spending our lives connected. Using those pocket miracles, right? Because they're a beautiful thing. Yeah. They make our lives easier.
Awesome.
In our personal lives. Now, can you transform that into the business life? Can we build solutions that truly are solutions that are intuitive, easy to use, that the folks like to use, that they're going to be part of their daily activities? And we believe we can, right? So implementing mobility and make it meaningful, right? And then another interesting concept following up on the IoT is, can you bring your assets into the conversation? Right? Can you give your assets a voice? And I think that's very important. It's quite exciting, right? Because the data that they're pushing to you, it's their voice. Now, are you listening and are you taking action?
But the next level of I guess thought here is like, I got all this data, but what does it mean? It's data. Mm-hmm. And unless you have some sort of meaning behind that data, it's just data.
Correct.
It's just numbers.
Correct. So then the question becomes, right, do we have the right analytical tools? Do we have the right criteria that we're watching, that we're paying attention to? Are you empowering your folks in the field to tell you, hey, this is what makes sense to me. Give me this data, and if you can make it available, I can improve my day-to-day performance. I can improve your assets performance.
Yeah, for me personally, I'm excited about the technology. It's just a neat thing because you got to do more with less. But then there's this abundance of information out there to make you even smarter, more intuitive, and insightful into your org, and make you it impacts your bottom line in a very positive way. And then to your example of when the oil price is low, that's where they're trying to figure out greater ways of optimizing, greater ways of being able to extract value. And that's a technology solution, whether you like it or not.
Agreed.
It's a beautiful, bright, wonderful, exciting time. I'm telling you that much. So I'm going to summarize it real quick. Is that okay? Can I do that?
Yeah.
He said yes. So here's the deal. Technology, whether you like it or not, whether you rail against it, whether you are fighting and you don't want to do it, it's going to be with you. It is what it is. You either begin to embrace it, but you guys and the people who develop technology are in a position to be able to make it easier, more accessible, and back back, way back, it was something like, you know, you had to be a computer person to be able to even access that information, but now it's not the case. So that's real important stuff. And you guys are developing that platform.
That's right. That's right. And we believe that that's the future.
Well, I'm going to give you my resume because I'm going to be talking. Just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, everybody. Industrial Talk. That is Ruben. Don't even begin to help me. Stanchel.
Close enough.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, that guy, he's a rock star, as well as the other one, Mark. In for, baby. And thank you very much. Hey, you guys out there on Industrial Talk Podcast, stay tuned. We're going to close it up on the other side. Thank you very much once again, Ruben. Sorry for screwing up your name in the beginning, middle, and end, pretty much. But I think everybody's distracted by my bald head, so it's irrelevant. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. A pleasure being with you.
Excellent job. Thank you. And stay tuned, guys. As an industrial professional myself, I was always passionate about sales, marketing, branding, expanding the marketplace for my company. That's what the Industrial Talk platform is all about. It's about you, the industrial company, the industrial professional, and your legacy. Increasing sales, gaining greater exposure on what you do and how you and your company changes the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. Contact me. Let's have a conversation to see how we can work with you on improving your bottom line and that you can be a part of an ever-growing network of industrial companies focused on expanding and growing and leaving a legacy. I hope to hear from you soon and be safe out there. All right, Infor Nation, that was Ruben Stanchel. Now, I'm going to butcher his name, and I butchered it in the interview, but he's a great guy. You got to look him up in LinkedIn. Reach out to him. He knows his stuff. And he was just a great interview and a great sport about the whole thing, but he is passionate about Infor EAM, the solutions it can provide, the future that it holds. I'm telling you right now, bring him into your conversation. That's Ruben Stanchel, and he knows his stuff. And thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're going to have another great interview with another great professional passionate about what they provide for the industry. So always stay tuned. And again, you can never say it enough. Always be safe out there. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.